Read from Lamentations chapter 3, I believe. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. It is of Jehovah's loving kindness we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Jehovah is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. And then in Hebrews chapter 3, Hebrews 3, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus, who is faithful to him that has constituted him, as Moses also in all his house. In verse 5, and Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a ministering servant for a testimony of the things to be spoken after. But Christ, the Son over his house, whose house are we, if indeed hold fast the boldness and the boast of hope firm to the end. Joshua chapter 14, verse 13. And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, this day, because he wholly followed Jehovah, the God of Israel. And then, sorry, if you can bear with me, in Acts chapter 16. Acts 16 and verse 15, or maybe verse 14. And a certain woman by name Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, who worshipped God, heard, whose heart the Lord opened to attend to the things spoken by Paul. And when she had been baptized in her house, she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Our brother mentioned about being faithful to the Lord. And I've just been thinking today about the faithfulness of God and the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus and how we should respond to it. Been start of a new year. Seeing all the pictures of all the celebrations, but it just came home to me very richly, especially what is there to celebrate. What we should be doing is not celebrating exactly, but giving thanks to God for his faithfulness. He's a wonderfully faithful creator God. This well-known verse in Lamentations reminds us that he's faithful every day. Every single day of the year, if we're walking rightly and listening and doing his will, he's faithful to us. I think it speaks in Scripture somewhere else about putting our hands in the about a faithful creator. I think that phrase is mentioned. What a wonderful thing it is to know God in that way. Even creatorially, think of man's administration or misadministration and the fact that we have food and drink and we can lead our lives in a quiet way. This is all God's mercy and a witness to that he is a faithful God. And we can thank him daily for his blessings. Thank him, especially at the end of the year, we can be thankful for all his faithfulness and goodness throughout the past year. And then I just thought of the Lord Jesus, what a wonderful person he was as being faithful to his God. It says that if we deny him, he cannot deny himself. And this passage in Hebrews is in relation to what belongs to God and what belongs to the Lord Jesus. And Moses is a type, how faithful Moses was, even to the extent of his willing to be blotted out because he was faithful to God. And he was willing to choose affliction rather than the temporary pleasures of sin in the world. What a faithful person Moses was. And yet the Lord Jesus was perfect. He was the anti-type, the great anti-type. And he is faithful says, consider, and it's a wonderful thing. We've been challenged tonight already, and it's something for us to do at the start of a new year, to consider this person, the Lord Jesus, who is faithful to God in every circumstance, and is still. He's a priest. He ever lives to make intercession for us, it says. He cannot change. In Hebrews it talks about the unchangeableness of his priesthood. It can be relied on all the time, every day. Just as we can rely on God in providential things, we can rely on the Lord Jesus for spiritual things. He's the same yesterday and today and for the ages to come. And he's faithful in God's house. And so that, as we've heard already, his son over his house, he is the one who is in control. He is the head, and he will never let us down. He will never let his church down. How wonderful this is. We have a wonderful head, wonderful Saviour and Lord, who is utterly reliable in every way. He's faithful to his God, and he's faithful to his people. So what is the answer? What is the response? We're challenged then. How faithful have I been? I challenged myself how unfaithful I have been. But, you know, as a model for us, Caleb, I was interested to read the other day, the Hebrew name for Caleb is actually the word dog. And a dog is supposed to be faithful. It's a dog-like attitude that doesn't forsake his master. And Caleb was given that name, presumably divinely inspired, because he was faithful. It said he wholly followed Jehovah. What a wonderful thing that is. They say a dog is a man's best friend. He'll never leave him. But Caleb, you know, is in the Old Testament, is a wonderful example of someone who never left the vision that he had, and he wholly followed Jehovah. What a faithful person he was. And then I just read in the New Testament, and there's a question here, and I'm just thinking, I wonder if I would be bold enough to have this question asked of me. If ye judge me to be faithful to the Lord. What a question. She wasn't afraid to be examined. And it's a question of whether I am afraid to be examined. If ye judge me to be faithful to the Lord. Well, we've thought about God's faithfulness and the faithfulness of the Lord Jesus. We have one, for example, in Caleb, someone who answered to that. And then we have this woman here who is just someone in whom God has worked. It says, the Lord opened her heart and she heard. Wonderful thing to be open to the workings of the Lord and to hear his voice. And then she says, just, if you judge me to be faithful, just see, examine and see if there's anything there that you can link on with. And she was willing to be, opened up, as it were, so that she might get the full gain, and the brethren might get the full gain of her faithfulness. Well, I just think it's a challenge to my own heart. If you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, maybe be a little more faithful in 2014, for his name's sake.
Amen.